This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Got the Bushwick Blues today, baby, with the Daddy Long Legs. Oh, yes. Pete Zaremba already on the floor. Yes. Vitor, get the paddle. Get the defibrillator. Pete Zaremba's having a heart attack.
This is the show everyone's been waiting for.
All right, you're all right.
Everyone's been waiting for this show.
Waiting. This is the show of shows. Bigger than big, it's big, big.
It's big, big.
All right, that's the Daddy Long Legs, world famous blues artist, Norton Recording Stars. Let's hear it from Brian, Murat, and Josh.
Yeah.
And we're going to be having an old fashioned hootenanny today. Crazy kind of mojo. One world, one love, sending out good vibes everywhere. The whole world's underwater, it would seem. Man, there's trouble out there.
I almost didn't make it.
Big water. What, from fucking Greenpoint?
You know what? I woke up this morning. I was woken up by helicopters. Exactly. And I go to my wife. I go to the countess. I said, what's going on? Is this like a helicopter convention? He goes, no, I just heard on the radio they're going to implode the Kosciuszko Bridge in 1 minute.
The Kosciuszko Bridge.
You mean the
Kosciuszko
Bridge.
Kosciuszko.
I love their mustard. This is...
it's a quality product.
How many bridges are there in America named Kosciuszko or Kosciuszko?
A bunch.
Like a lot.
What a beautiful
that was. That was Stanislaus Kosciuszko?
It was Thaddeus.
Thaddeus, the great blues singer Thaddeus Kosciuszko. We blew up his bridge.
And within a minute, I heard a boom.
That guy made good pickles.
So that bridge is gone. This is the show everyone's been waiting for. Mike, tell us about it.
All right. Where we blow up the bridge and the middle eight and the clever choruses.
Has anybody seen the bridge?
Where is that confounded bridge?
There's no bridge in these songs, I hope.
All right, let's get right to it. We're going to light it up. We're going to blow it up here in Bushwick. We've got the Daddy Long Legs. Why don't you guys just lay it down? Here we go. Daddy Long Legs on Arts and Seizures.
Wow.
We'll be right back. So I'm guessing you're writing from experience. Meet me in the bathroom stall.
Yeah, man.
I could have written that song, but many times I could have written that song.
Oh yeah.
And you know what I did, Pete? I showed great soft restraint by not writing that song.
You know what? You held back on.
You know, we appreciate that.
We let go.
I thought this was a no holds barred radio show.
That's right. No rules.
No holes barred.
No.
we make the rules, not you. Right here on Arts and Seizures, Can You Dig It? Everything has happened all at once. We blew up a bridge. It was a good start to the day.
Oh, wow. I'm
the
telling
Kosky
you.
The Kosciuszko Bridge.
As you like it, my dear boy. Right. As you like it, Joshua.
Daddy Longlegs, the troubled troubadours of tomorrow.
The show that we've all been waiting for.
21st century blues man. What's it like to be a blues man in the 21st century?
It's a rough, rough road.
Yeah, we're beated down, battered, and bruised. We're suffering the slings and arrows of these modern times.
It ain't easy being greasy.
Wouldn't change nothing for a thing, man.
You're broadcasting live all the way from outer space. That's Brian Hurd from St. Louis, Missouri, I believe.
Yes, sir.
In real life. You guys were just St. Louis?
We were just in St. Louis. We made a pilgrimage to the hometown, and we played some shows there, and I had a good time.
And we would like to thank St. Louis. That was fantastic.
Yeah, man.
We love it.
Home of Chuck Berry.
They brought a lot. They came
to the
show
on
motorcycles.
Home of the King, Chuck Berry, yeah.
they party hard out there. They came into the show on motorcycles, into the club.
It was wild.
No joke, yeah.
All right, but now you guys are getting ready to go on the road. You're getting ready to take on the world, the entire Western Hemisphere. There is no planet too big for the Daddy Longlegs.
I got to say, unlike my band, these guys are very active.
Oh,
you guys do nothing.
We're trying to catch up to you.
You're never touring.
All of their hips are God-given.
Yeah, very active. Very active.
I don't know.
Oh, that's not true.
You should have told the director of Bachelor Party you were a fan.
Oh, you're not supposed to mention that.
Those are two words. Sorry, Josh.
Not supposed to mention that, Josh. One of the many comments I got this morning when I posted this from London, England, Stephen Coleman said, "Ask you guys about playing in Ireland."
We love playing in Ireland, and we're absolutely heartbroken that we're not going there this tour. We'll be back soon.
I hear the whiskey's good.
It's amazing.
It's okay.
The crack is mighty. The buzz is happening, you know. But we'll be there in 2018 after a record, probably, you know.
You sound vaguely Scottish when you say that.
What's the buzz? How's the farm?
Tom Jones. Not ever a Turkish guy.
That's pretty good, no?
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Excuse me. Come on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We were going to do we're going to play a little game, I think, Pete.
Wait a second. I got a call this morning.
Yes.
Before I got woken up by the helicopters, early in the morning, I got
before
a call.
Before you got blown up by the bridge.
Before the bridge blew up, I get a call early in the morning. I'm walking out of bed by the
Like a horse.
By the press agent of your record label, Norton Records. It says, you guys.
They didn't even know they had a press
they
agent.
Have a the press agent called me this morning and says that Daddy Longlegs are coming in, and they want to challenge the hosts, Mike Edison, Peter Zaremba, the Count, to name that blues. And I said, look, I don't like any kind of confrontational thing. But they insisted. So, we're going to name that blues.
Can I tell you something, Peter?
Quickly.
That's absolutely true.
That is true.
But if you get to be a Count, I get to be a Duke.
There you go.
Duke Edison.
So, Duke Edison.
That's right.
And look, first of all, the rules of this. We got 10 seconds, Mike, to name the blues song that they play. They have three chances only. Name the blues to it. Now, look, first of all, this is very important. The studio audience, no hand signals to Mike and me.
Please tell that to the awkward table.
Right? No hand signals from the audience telling us the titles of these blues songs.
You think that guy's name,
guys, right? Discuss these between yourself. Do not let us hear. That's an open mic. Don't let us hear this. Quick, do the blues song, and Mike and I have. Okay, I got it.
Peter, you're in trouble.
Blues with a feeling. Blues with a feeling. No, next song. Next song. Blues with a Feeling? Was that right?
No.
Okay, stop. Next song. Next song.
I think it's Dust My Womb.
No, Dust My Womb. Next song. Yep, 10 seconds. No, next song. Next song. Yeah, next song.
Right, so you don't want to know what it was?
Next song. Next song.
And what do I stand to win?
Peter, ignorance is bliss.
Okay, here we go.
And a little bit of knowledge is a very dangerous thing.
Okay, come on. Are you ready? Next. Mikey.
I got a lady.
Is that it?
Nope.
Okay, one more song.
You guys are bad at this.
One more song.
One more?
One more song, yeah.
All right, I got one.
Okay, quick. Are you ready?
This one has
10 seconds.
Really squealy harmonica.
Okay, start. Start.
Cut my toenails, woman.
No. Okay, I got it.
Is that the title, man?
Long distance phone call. Long distance call, right? Okay. Where's the studio audience?
All
it's right. Supposed to be clapping.
Now, the sound of yours. Have you guys listened to the sound of yours? Pete Zaremba's blues bona fides going out the window.
Three out of three. That was three out of three. Mikey, you and I won.
Man, you guys got all of
no,
us.
No, three out of three. We won because you guys played the wrong songs. Okay, now.
Oh.
Whatever makes you feel better.
I wish Chico now, Marx were here to hear you he recycle his material.
Okay, here we go. Now.
All right. I'll tell you what. You guys are going all over the world, and that's why we're here today. We're here today
that's
to celebrate the day along.
You're leaving.
To play some blues. Yeah. Hello. I must
they
be leaving.
They can't wait for us to get
I can't
out
wait
New
till
York.
You leave. We'll have a party for that, too.
Okay, good.
Ryan, you ready? We're going to do a little talking blues?
Let's do a little talking blues. Talkin' blues.
All right. Tell everybody. Here's the Daddy Long Legs. Tune in. Turn on. Turn up your radio. Listen. They're going to tell you where they're going. Be there. Be square. That's right. Daddy on the radio. Mike Edison right here. Arts and Seizures. Are you ready?
All right now, folks. We're going to tell you about the first stop. The next show we're going to play is in New York City at Irving Plaza.
Woo!
With DJ Jonathan Tobin and Low Cut Connie.
Yeah!
After that, we're going to be headed to New Haven, Connecticut. We're going to be playing with the real kids at Cafe 9.
All kinds of girls.
Next stop would be Providence, Rhode Island at the Scurvy Dog.
Say what?
After that, we're going to do our Halloween show at the Comedy in Woodstock, New York.
Yes! Woo!
After that, we'll be packing our bags and hopping a flight. We'll be crossing the Atlantic. Gonna head on over to Spain.
Yeah! Ole!
Hey, hey, hey!
Ole!
Ole!
We're gonna be playing León, Santiago,
Oviedo,
Leganés, Madrid,
Claro, tío,
Alicante,
Valencia, Zaragoza, Vitoria, Barcelona,
Wapalooba, Wapalooba.
After that, we're going to make our way into France. We're going to play Orléans.
Woo!
Paris.
Ooh la la!
Paris.
Harlem.
Woo!
Bonsoir.
Utrecht. Lille.
Lille.
Brighton.
Wow.
I'm making it into the UK now. We're headed to the railway.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
South End.
Hey, what, yeah.
Norwich.
Hey, what?
L-O-N-D-O-N.
Say what?
London.
What?
Right.
What?
The Barmy Army.
What?
What?
London Barmy Army, right?
And then we got one final show. We're gonna head over to Berlin, Germany for the Berlin Blues Trash Weekend.
Raise it, Daddy! Raise it!
I wanna go over to Berlin Wall.
That's right, Daddy.
I wanna go over to Berlin Wall.
Woo! Daddy Longlegs on the road, on tour. You don't wanna miss that. All right, Daddy Long Legs on the road.
Why stop them there?
Next stop, Saturn, baby. Mars, Neptune.
Wow.
All right, planet Earth is too small. We blew up a bridge. I hope Barcelona's still there. When you get there, man, we were watching the news today. The rubber bullets are going off.
I forgot it's
going
to be a different country by the time we're there.
Catalonia, the independent province of Catalonia.
I was for sure you were going to Uranus,
Joe. I knew you thought that. You know what I got? You know what, Josh? You know what I did? I was showing great self-restraint. It was like meeting Brian. It was like meeting Brian in the bathroom stall, which could have happened in Barcelona or Uranus at any given time, especially in the mid-90s.
Because what is time? What is time?
Hey.
Man. So,
today. The day's young.
I gotta say, you guys look fucking fantastic. I love you guys because you dress for radio. All right,
take our cues from Screaming Jay Hawkins,
who used to bring a coffin to the radio. He'd do the whole show on the radio. Yeah.
The bone, the whole thing.
Why not? It's you know.
Well, you know,
if you don't feel it, you don't sound it. You don't, you know. You know what I'm saying.
That's right. Be here now. Be in the moment. That'll be in the movie. I know.
They're listening all around the world, Mike.
All around the world.
All around the world.
Dude, when I was a kid, you needed a ham. You
know, the world is round. When I was a kid, and they're all around.
Is it?
Well, when you were young, the world was flat. But when I was young, it was round. Then there was Sputnik, of course, and then there was Mike Edison, and
then Mike Edison.
But I'm old enough. Dude, we wanted a ham radio when I was a kid, so I could talk to some guy.
You're Jewish. What are you doing, a ham radio?
I know.
I vaguely remember that.
What's going on here?
When I fell off my dinosaur.
We had sleeping.
We didn't have sleeping bags back then. We had sleeping pelts.
I gotta say, I was helping Jack Linna and Miriam Linna down at the warehouse of Norton Records. I have to say, I had to move a lot of boxes of your product.
Maybe if they moved more boxes of their products, you wouldn't have to.
I see where this is leading to.
Okay, you know where this is leading.
You know, we're getting on the road soon. We're gonna move some units.
There you go, Murat.
Bring that. Move some units.
Move them units.
Boy, they gotta travel with them units to move them.
Help out Miriam.
These cats got corrupted
fast.
Sell those
units.
Move some units. That's not beatnik slang. That's like industry.
It's showbiz, baby.
Jesus wept. Zaremba wants us to move units.
Move those units, baby. Move them units.
Yeah, Jesus wept. Oh, man. Remind me to write that song.
Jesus,
I'm doing.
You got anything to say about Hefner? I know you.
Oh God, I'm a little conflicted with Hefner. You know, I literally
conflicted?
Wrote. Well, I'm conflicted on the guy. Everybody's jumping on my goddamn bandwagon. You know, I'm paying the price for being ahead of my time.
Don't you guys have a blues for Hefner?
You know. A blues for Hefner. I think Meet Me in the Bathroom Stall. That was it.
Yeah, that was blues for Hefner.
I'll tell you something about Hefner. For all the other things we might say about Hugh Hefner, I find it very odd that the woman he married, the woman he dated, were all employees of Playboy Enterprises. He never actually went further than like downstairs to pick up a woman in the last 40 years.
He didn't have to.
And I think that not only is that like a felony in any civilized state in the world, but it's also fucking lazy.
All right, this next one's called the Grotto Blues.
The Grotto Blues.
The Grotto Blues. There you go.
He earned that right to be.
The Poustain Carpet Blues.
Is that a variation on Down South Grotto Blues by Bumblebee Smith?
Yeah. Yes.
Got me.
I think that was the second song they were playing before.
All right, we won that round.
Pine Top Smith, excuse me. I confused him with his Bumblebee relative.
All right. I hate to break up this meeting with Model UN, but I think we need another song.
Play it.
That reminds me of Hazel Adkins. You know, he would get Lightning Slim and Slim Harpo hooked over.
And other guys, everybody like, hey, named Slim.
You got that record by Lightning Slim Harpo?
my new blues name is gonna be Slim Fast.
I feel like we're falling apart here. Should we get it together?
Well, you guys,
what you want to play now?
With my blues. All
right.
Let's get real gone, Virch.
I'm on a noon and night. You guys ready for this? Pause. A one, two, three.
Love it in the morning, love it in the day.
grunts and seizures coming at you live from Bushwick. Hey, Brown, I want to ask you a question. Why does it seem like all your songs are about sex?
He's preoccupied.
Except for that song about being in the bathroom stall, which was clearly about drugs.
Because he's a man, baby.
You don't know that. You don't know that for sure.
Well, the blues, it's all very personal, man.
You know? Bathroom stall has many uses.
I heard the blues are a feeling. Is that true?
You know what? It is a feeling.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
A wise man once said.
I got a feeling right now.
Which wise man was that? Methuselah? Listen, it's hard to write new blues songs, man. It's hard.
Not when you feel the blues.
Not when you feel it. Well,
it's easy. Life is feeling hard, the blues. Man.
Well, I want to give a shout out to our friend Dale Beavers.
What's up, Dale?
Mr. Dale Beavers.
Such
how
a hillbilly.
Dale Beavers.
They won't even let him live in Detroit. That guy. And they won't live. And he's not bourgeois enough living in Ann Arbor, so he's out in Huron.
We're gonna miss him down at Deep Blues Festival this year. We wish we were going to Clarksdale. I know all those guys are gonna be down there. Having a ball at Shacksdale at the Shack Up Inn, but yeah, we couldn't make it.
Dale's tuned in because I promised him Joe Bonamassa would be on the show.
He likes the blues. Huh?
Yeah. They asked Joe Bonamassa to write some new blues song. His manager says, "Hey, Joe, write some new songs." He comes back with like CC Baby and like Red Suede Shoes. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
But right here, we got the real thing on Arts.
It's the real thing.
But I got to say something. I got a little shade here from the band. Now, during Name the Blues, Name That Blues.
You blew it. You blew it.
No, the flesh.
They won.
Mikey and I were not receiving signals from the studio audience via the iWatch thing.
Yeah, like the Boston.
We were not receiving signals.
Curse, right? I can't curse on here?
We were not. I don't know. can you get fined
if you don't.
Can you curse?
I didn't,
may you?
Like a sailor.
May you?
I'm very good at cursing.
May you?
Really? But let it rip,
Joshua.
Daddy-o.
Joshua, may
but
you?
What I want to say is your round of Name the Blues, horseshit.
Oh, wait.
A sore loser.
Yeah, that's right, Zaremba.
Hey, Josh, be honest.
You're a good dresser, hey, but you're a sore loser. Sore loser.
Pass that bourbon.
Sore loser, Josh.
It's hard to be a sore loser when you won.
You're a sore dresser.
Sore loser. We were not. You see, he still thinks that we were getting signals from the studio audience.
Where's Danny Elfman when you need him? I want to know where's Danny Elfman.
And we lost Monty Hall this week.
Okay, now you're pulling my hood. He's pulling my hood with Danny Elfman because he actually secretly wrote all of the Flesh Tones.
Pulling your hood, is that some kind of like old world non-circumcised joke that Jew like me
Elfman,
doesn't get?
Elfman? I don't know. Mikey Elfman? Danny Elfman? I don't know.
This has been the longest half hour.
I said it once, I'll say it again. You rocked that boat.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you rocked that boat.
Flesh Tones on the cruise.
The Rockstar cruise. Goddamn legend.
Brian, thank you. Coming from you. Yeah. That's right. And plus, we played with The Sonic. And
Sonic.
The Sonics, yeah.
No, that was cool. And the Flat Duo Jets, who I discovered.
Flat Duo Jet.
You guys stole the show.
Flat Duo Jet.
You guys ever play on a boat?
Yes.
Of course.
Boats are weird, right?
Yeah, I love playing on boats.
Yeah.
I got my sea legs, you know.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah. All right, like a bunch of fucking pirates.
The time flies.
I like the gig. I mean, last time I saw you guys was down at the beach out at Rockaway. I love that gig because I love playing for people who are not suspecting. They have no idea what's about to fucking happen.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, you just get like, it's crazy. You got kids, you got old people, you got, of course, some of your friends and fans are out there.
Housewives.
But you just get like the, you know, just normal people out in Rockaway for a nice day. And you guys playing the day just got better, of course.
Children,
but they have no idea what's gonna hit them?
Legendary.
And I love those gigs. I mean, it's easy to put it on, definitely put it over on the choir.
It was fun, man.
Randomly, the singer of the heavy metal group Riot came by,
Riot.
I got a quick question. In the awkward day table, the guys in the band.
Oh.
Is that real monkey fur or what?
Is it a real monkey?
Is that real monkey fur?
No, that's
an albino emu.
Faux monkey fur on the chick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fashionista.
Mikey?
Because if that was real, why would you bleach it that color? That wouldn't be real.
No, it's a
for the look, baby. For the look.
For the albino monkey?
It's fashion, Josh. You never understand.
Look how uninterested a dude is, too. He's like checking his text.
You don't know about this stuff.
I gotta say, you guys look great, and this is no radio.
They always look great.
No, this is no radio kayfabe. You guys dress.
Why would you go on a date and do this? Look at this guy.
Well, that is the awkward date table because
live from.
She's not impressed. She's seen an iPhone 8 before.
Live from Roberta.
You know, I ain't mad at you.
But my feelings were hurt.
Don't you be mad at me. Your feelings were hurt.
My feelings were hurt. No, I'm saying you guys even dress for the radio. You guys are professionals. You gotta look better than the audience. I mean, you guys are real traveling. You know, men of the blues. You know how to put it over. This morning, I was watching a cell phone video that someone put up with the vibrators last night. We're talking about this.
Oh my God.
That hurt my feelings. Okay. They were like these guys weren't even dressed. They looked like three yabos they got off from the local, like we're drinking pints to go get up on stage and play the vibrator songs. It's like, just watch. I'm so glad I didn't go. I hate this. I love
see,
the vibrators.
See, that's not Daddy Longlegs, man.
We don't skimp on style.
You don't skimp on style. That's right. You know when the show starts? When you get out of bed. You know what it ends? Like Neversville, Daddy-O. Because that's right. You guys get that.
Hey, kids out in Radio Land, you want the blues? Start a blues group in New York City. You'll get the blues.
Yeah, seriously. So, before you guys ride off in your Lamborghinis, your Maseratis, and your Mercedes-Benz, courtesy of Norton Records.
I'm walking home.
I have a bicycle.
All right. Well, it has
crawling
been.
Home.
It has
this
been.
This is great.
Over all right, it's been the best looking half hour in radio today. And let's hear it for Vitor on the Knobs. And all you kids out in Radio Land, let's thank Roberta's and Daddy Longlegs. Please go out and see
Mary,
them all over the world.
And Sophie, out there listening.
All right, and all
love
the.
Love you, Miriam.
That's right, and especially our friend Miriam Lena from Norton Records. And
our hero.
You know. One world, one love. We're going to send this one out to all our friends.
Dedicated to Billy.
All our friends all over the world. You got it, baby. You ready, Pizza Rumba?
Always.
All right, Brian, you ready?
Ryan.
Marat, you ready?
Josh, Marat.
Josh Styles, you
ready?
All right, let's work together.
I'm almost there. Wait.
Listen to that beat, Mikey.
Together,
now people, and together we stand.
One girl, woman, and man.
I'll tell you something else. Before things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you travel seems all uphill,
let's work together. Come on, let's work together.
Now people, and together we stand. Every boy and girl, woman, and man.
Give that boy another half pint.
Make someone happy, make someone smile. Let's all work together, make our lives worthwhile.
Let's work together. Come on, let's work together.
Now, people.
In this long life of ours. That's right, Brian.
Come on, let's work together.
Now, people.
Let's work together.
Mike Edison. We are Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs. Mike Edison.
Dig it with the shovel, baby. Woo.
That was too much to handle.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.